on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me
till.
Just talk to my chief, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me.
Jesus
and
Yes, Jesus is real. Let me hold on to that song. Jesus is real, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. It is good to be back on the air. I have not broadcasted, and I don't know. It feels like forever. But you know what happens? God has me in His arms, and He's taking care of me when I'm not on the air trying to edify and lift you up. But you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir where Jesus is real. And this is the Don't Lose Your Passion. Wow. Discovering Revelation. I'm going to begin. I said I was not going to leave the book of Revelation until I was done, and I plan on that. But we are going to begin to get into the letters to the churches, because I think the letters begin to allow you or make you self-evaluate, make you look at exactly what God was expecting from you personally. Because remember, we are the church. We make up the body of Christ. So these letters, the letter to these individual churches, were, you know, the disciples split up and they went to different regions and they began to teach different versions, you know, delivered different variations, I should say, of the same message of Christ. So you begin to get these different churches. So God was simply addressing what he and praising each church. So we're going to start going through those letters. The first church we're going to start with is the church of Ephesus, which is in the Greek, is a ancient Greek church. Ephesus. Okay, so that is Revelation. We're going to be coming from Revelation, the second chapter, the first through. We're going to read the whole letter, so it'll be the first of the seventh verse. So I want you to grab your Bibles. We're going to go to the church of Ephesus. Grab your Bibles. I'm a little bit slow to get me all medicated, but you know, one of the wonderful things with all my illnesses and everything that's been going on, and you see it on social media when I'm not feeling well and stuff, is that God has put his word and allowed me to speak his unadulterated word through the Holy Spirit. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. If God calls you to do something, he's going to see you through it, no matter what it is, especially if it's to further his kingdom. All right, I hope you got your Bibles by now. I was just stalling to let you give. Let's begin to read. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. And I also want to thank, let's stop for a moment and thank our Heavenly Father and thank our Lord and Savior Christ for just simply being who they are, for lifting us up. And no matter what condition you are, when he lifts you up, no matter what you have to face during that day, the fact that you were allowed to face it is a glorious gift from him. It is called grace and it's called mercy. All right. I read in the mighty name of Jesus. To the angels of the church in Ephesus. Right. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false, and have preserved and have endured hardship for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Let me read that again. Yet I have this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do these things and do these things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampshade from this place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Let you need to hear and get this. Because if you get this, you then will have the right to eat up the tree of life. And I taught about the tree of life before. Let's get into this. He praised them for not tolerating wicked people. And when I said not tolerating, not allowing wicked people to dictate your life. Don't tolerate that nonsense in your life. If somebody is wicked, they have wicked ways. You know, you try to shine your light. The only thing they should be rubbing off is not their wicked ways, but your light. Because you have tested them, and you test these pastors, preachers, apostles. You test them with the Holy Spirit to know whether or not what they're saying is sound doctrine or not. You have the word written inside of you. That is what the Bible tells us, and the Holy Spirit unleashes that. And so, with all of that, you have the discernment necessary with our Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. You have the equipment necessary to have spiritual discernment to know whether someone is of God or not. And he told you how you would know they are from him. All right, so you've already touched the people. You've known their, you know, this is to continue the letter to the church. You preserved them. You preserved and endured hardship in the name of Jesus. You know, we all go through things, but you have to keep your head up no matter what you're suffering through, whether it's spiritually, physically, or financially. You know that none of your suffering compares to the suffering that Christ endured in order to buy your soul for salvation. You have to suffer along with your Savior. Okay? So you have endured hardship in the name of Jesus, and you don't go weary from that. And he's applauding. He's applauding. And I love these letters because he always gives what you are doing right before he goes, the charge he has against you. And this is the charge he has against the church. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things that you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come and remove the lampshade. What he's talking about is when you first get, you know, feel the love of Christ, when you first get saved and you first dedicate your life, I can use myself as an example. You go full force, 100%. You represent Jesus Christ at all times. Over time, you lose that. You lose your passion. He wants you to keep the same passion that you have for him at the same level, if not higher, at all times. Don't get complacent in your worship. Don't get complacent in your reading. Don't get complacent in your praising. Don't get complacent in you showing your light to the world. Don't get complacent in, oh, well, you know, no one else is really doing that, so I'm not going to pray over my food. And I do that sometimes. You know, I sit there and I forget to pray over the food. Well, you become complacent with what the world is doing. You just become complacent. Don't do that. That you don't abandon your first love. Have the same passion and zeal. Okay? That spiritual zeal. Have that same zeal that you had when you first met and discovered and begin your personal relationship with your Savior. Don't let that light ever fade. That is what he was talking about. Everybody, I want you to reread this. The letter to the church of Ephesus. And we are going to continue with the letters each week until we are done. Again, I think the letters allow us to do a lot of self-reflection. I'm not going to sit here and try to identify which church was which, but the messages to these churches still apply. Have you forgotten your passion for Christ? Think about it. All right? Think about it. Think about it. Marinate on it. If you want to talk about it some more, then all you have to do is contact the ministry. You can email Sister Poochie. No, you can email Journey, JHOMORG1@gmail.com. You can go to the website, JHOMORG, and look at the contact form. You can also do that. So, everybody, the main thing is that we have so many resources to always get us back on track. That is why we are going through all of this, and we always exercise our faith and we practice our faith because we are trying to increase it and make it stronger and make it stronger and make it stronger. And we can only do that by studying the word. Amen. Amen, everybody. All right. This is the Gospel House Rings show, which is perfect for when I am trying to get back into the groove of things. And right now, there's a very long mix. And so this mix is going to be on, and it's going to help you to think about the things that God is trying to call you back as far as your passion. Maybe there's something he's calling you to do within the church that you're not doing. Teaching, singing, performing, pastoring. You never know. So find that passion for Christ that you had and keep it. Keep it, keep it, keep it always, always, always. So this, with this Gospel House Rings, we're going to sit back. Again, it's a 40-minute mix, and it's called Restore My Wounds. And all within here is going to give us an opportunity to praise, to learn, to explore, and to totally get into God. All right, everybody, without further ado, get off your feet, listen for the message, give God some praise, and let's do this. Here we go. Here.
Oh, woman just to serve the Lord in
Christ. Let's go!
Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor!
your trouble, live through your pain, live through your suffering. Live, 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 live. Y'all ain't gotta holler back at me.
If you love the Lord, let's do this. Let's praise Him.
Well, the truth would change you. What would truth do to you?
never quit. It's Sister Poochie. It's Sister Poochie.
Keep
to the water. He can lead you 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 to the water. He can lead you. He can lead you. He can lead you to the water. He can lead you. He can lead you. He can lead you. He can lead you. He can lead you to the water. He can lead you to the water. He can lead you.
Yes, yes, he can lead you to the water, but he can't make you swim. You have to choose Christ. You have to choose this life, everybody. Everybody, I hope you had a chance to just get back into the spirit, get back into the groove of praising and worshiping God. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here about. Please reread the Bible verse for the week, which is Revelations, the second chapter, the first to the seventh verse. And of course, we're going to be going through all seven letters of the church. But remember the lessons from this letter. The lesson is, don't forget your first love, that first passion you have when you first discovered Christ. Don't forget to do all the things you did when you first discovered Christ. That same excitement, that same joy, that same zeal. Praise Him and let it increase, never decrease. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. I'm going to go continue to mend my wounds and get myself together. I'll see you next week for another lesson. Society Hill Music with How Great Thy Art, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings.